Country Pop FM.
It's the last Bob Almanac for Neil for the next few days. We'll be back. Yeah. Is it Tuesday? Is that the day you're coming back? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Terry Train will be in here, though.
I was just going to announce that. You stole my thunder.
Oh, sorry,
but,
dude.
No, that's all right. Doesn't matter, just so people know. So they can get excited, make plans, you know, alert the neighbors.
Yep.
Terry, it's a big, kind of a big deal.
Starting about 7:30 each day.
Wednesday, April 20th, the 110th day of the year.
Okay.
There are 257 days left to go.
Gotcha.
On this date, 1837, it's our patent of the day. Erastus B. Bigelow. Erastus. We need more. Is there anybody living today? Anybody on the planet named Erastus? E-R-A-S-T-U-S right now. There was in 1830, apparently. Or in the 1830s or early 1800s, because Erastus B. Bigelow.
I do not know an Erastus.
Granted a patent for his power loom. You know, you can weave. You do weaving with looms.
Yes.
Wasn't there a radio station, the Power Loom, as well?
I think so.
I thought I remember hearing that somewhere.
Battery operated.
Might still be the Power Loom.
Loom.
1837. Have you ever used a loom? I remember when we were kids, we bought a loom, and I don't know if it ever got used. We never made any blankets or anything with it. We never did any weaving. Oh, thank you, Inspector Clouseau, who I believe was a big loomer.
Right. I've never loomed.
Boomer loomer. 1853, Harriet Tubman started her Underground Railroad.
Yep.
Helped slaves to freedom, get them to the North.
Didn't
that was
job.
This date, and we might have a Harriet Tubman note again later on here on today's Bob Almanac. 1862, it's time for some pasteurization. If there's anybody who knows about pasteurization and Louis Pasteur, of course, it's George Costanza.
I just don't think that we have anything in common.
That's okay. That's good. You think Louis Pasteur and his wife had anything in common? He was in the fields all day with the cows, you know, and the milk, examining the milk, delving into milk, consumed with milk, pasteurization, homogenization, and she was in the kitchen killing cockroaches with a boot on each hand.
Why were there so many cockroaches?
Because there was a lot of cake lying around the house, just sitting there to go with all the excess milk from all the experiments.
That's a little known fact, all the cake that was around the Pasteur house.
Yeah.
So, how would you like to have your name and then a process named after you? Is there a Freemanization out there? How about that Simon guy?
Yeah.
Simon.
Simonize?
Yeah.
There must be.
There's another guy.
Yeah.
You know, if your last name becomes a process of doing something, I mean, that's major accomplishment.
Yeah, you've made it.
And Louis Pasteur. But, you know, he had a partner in the whole thing, too. I think Louis Pasteur gets most of the credit and maybe deservedly so, but you can't forget about Claude Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
He was part of that pasteurization process as well. Cleaning up the milk, killing the pathogens.
Yes. Okay, well, let's give him his just due.
And please take proper precautions on your trip to Arizona against pathogens, Neil.
I will do that.
1879, first mobile home was used. Basically, the first camper, the first motor home. In a journey, that there, Ezekiel, is an RV. London to Cyprus, and then maybe Cyprus and back, we don't know. 1918.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody red baron of Germany.
Another song that basically takes history and teaches us history. The Royal Guardsman and Snoopy versus the Red Baron. It was the Manfred von Richthofen, better known as the Red Baron. He's got a pizza named after him as well. But for me, the only real Baron is Baron von Raschke.
Correct.
Let's not Baron von Richthofen. This is we're talking Baron von Raschke, the Claw Master.
And that is all you need to know.
That is all you need to know. So the Red Baron, and you heard there, 80 men died. And yes, indeed, that is very accurate. And we check these things.
Sure.
Accuracy in song. Every song that has to do with a historical event, we have people that listen through it, comb through it, they fact check. And as you could tell, he said 80 men died. Guess what? 79 and 80 today. The Red Baron shot down.
He was at
his 79th and 80. He would die then the following day. Somebody he then got shot
Canada,
down.
I believe shot him down.
I think you're right. I remember mentioning that at another time on the Bob Almanac. Actually tripped and fell heading to the plane. 1959. That's a very young Dolly Parton in 1959, her first ever single. It's called Puppy Love.
You can hear it. That great voice.
Different than the Puppy Love song that Donny Osmond did. And others. 1959, Dolly Parton.
How old would she have been then?
I don't know. Well, in her teens. She was in her teens. She's not 80 yet.
No. That's impressive. That was good audio. I like that.
So we always have good audio here. On none of it is better than the other. It's all great. Like this here from 79.
President Jimmy Carter was fishing near his home in Plains, Georgia, when he was attacked. Yes, I said that's right. Attacked by a swamp rabbit. The rabbit swam towards the president's boat and tried to board. Carter had to fend it off with an oar. Press Secretary Jody Powell is quoted from his 1986 book of The Other Side of the Story. The animal was clearly in distress or perhaps berserk.
Or Republican. Jimmy Carter attacked by a swamp rabbit. Jimmy Carter could do it all. He knew a lot about a lot of things, and he also knew how to fend off a swamp rabbit swimming up to his fishing boat.
I've never heard of a swamp rabbit.
It's a swimming rabbit. They have it in the, they have them in the South. And in fact, there's a hockey team in the East Coast Hockey League, the ECHL, called the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Hmm. Greenville, South Carolina. The Greenville Swamp. Here come the Swamp Rabbits up the ice. They gain the blue line.
It doesn't sound right.
It wouldn't flow real well, Swamp Rabbits. I'd just probably shorten it to Rabbits.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Carter, and what's interesting about this is that there are pictures of him in this boat, in this river, with this swamp rat next to him. And there's nobody else in the boat. You would think there would be a Secret Service agent. At all times, they were on the shore. Somebody got a picture of it. But Jimmy Carter was in the boat by himself.
Solo, huh?
Unless they cropped out or photoshopped out the Secret Service agent somehow, some way. But that was back in 1979. How that single event, I don't think they played that up enough in the campaign in 1980.
No.
I mean, he at least would have won one more state.
I would
think. Against... against Reagan in 80. How about 93, country music?
The one I finally choose is simply I love you. As the words came out, I heard a voice inside me say, what made you say that wasn't the moon?
So did you figure out how old Dolly Parton was?
13.
Yeah, how about that?
You've been listening to your heart.
That's Leanne Rimes territory.
And Tanya Tucker.
It's too late now, you don't want to take it back.
And Gary Coleman. 1993, Shania Twain released
her
self-titled debut album, Dance with the One You Brought. Wasn't that another song off of that album? Didn't have a whole lot of success, and she met Mutt Lange, and then her next album after that sold a gazillion copies.
Mm-hmm.
1999, nobody did ventriloquism better than this man, and we remember Senor Wences here today.
Excuse me, but I think you are parquet.
Pare.
He is not parquet?
I think so. Pare.
Taste.
Smooth.
Creamy. He's butter.
Parquet. Ah, it's okay.
He's nice.
Sorry.
Yeah, you can include Senor Wences again in that group that just can't believe it's not butter. Before, Fabio was not believing it wasn't butter. It was Senor Wences and his hand puppet, Parquet. They still make Parquet. Can you still buy it? Is it still oleo? Is it still made out of the same stuff?
I would think you can.
Yeah. They didn't fool me. I could tell butter from Parquet.
I could too.
Right? Tell us what you want there, Senor Wences. He died on the day on this day at the age of 103. He had the guy in the box, too, which was kind of freaky.
Yes.
He would be on, like, the talk shows, and then he'd do a little stand-up, and he had this face of this guy in a box.
It wasn't right.
It was creepy.
It was.
So that was the state 1999. You know, yesterday was a sad day with the events in Waco and Oklahoma City. We got another one of those today.
Authorities in Littleton, Colorado were securing the scene of a deadly school shooting so they could make a final body count as the community and the nation struggles to come to grips with the carnage.
That was in Littleton, Colorado.
So
Columbine High School, two teenage gunmen who had planned this for a long time fired on students and teachers. 13 people were killed, and then they took their own lives and killed themselves.
Horrific.
This date in 1999. I remember watching the coverage. And then let's go back 6 years now.
Well, we're back with breaking news, and in the past few minutes we have learned abolitionist Harriet Tubman will replace Andrew Jackson on the face of the $20 bill. New York City First Lady Charlene McRae already on board. She tweeted a mock-up image of the bill. Earlier, there was talk about putting a woman on the $10 bill and replacing Alexander Hamilton. But the popularity of the Broadway show Hamilton may have derailed those plans.
So the Hamilton Broadway show saved Alexander Hamilton from being removed from the $10 bill.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Who knew that? That's another tidbit that you found out here on the Bob Almanac. We're still waiting for Harriet Tubman to take her spot on the new 20. It had been delayed, and you know, we went through the pandemic, and Congress was dealing with other things, so there were more important things than who was on the $20 bill.
Right.
But I think they're getting it started again.
Okay.
And they originally said it would be unveiled in 2020, pandemic, the whole thing. So it still might be happening here sometime soon. You can look online for a true update. I don't have the exact update there. Just from what I've heard my staff has passed on to me.
Maybe the new miniseries on INSP channel will save Andrew Jackson. He's a prominent figure in this past Sunday's two-hour episode.
It's about time.
Yeah.
It's about time old Hickory gets his due.
Yep.
George Takei, 85, Sulu.
In range?
Not yet, sir.
Come on.
She'll fly apart. Fire apart then.
Target that explosion and fire. Sulu, who eventually became captain of the USS Excelsior. I bet you didn't know that Sulu became captain. You know, he's usually on the con, and he's usually engaging and doing other things. He was flying the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Enterprise, the guy else could also fly a military helicopter from the 80s, which was stunning. I mean, could you go back and drive a Model T? I don't think so.
No.
I think I would struggle with it. So Sulu went back in time in the mid-80s, was able to fly a military helicopter. He's hauling around, you know, this thick plexiglass.
He had a skill set.
He did. And he was good at fencing. Who knew that?
Yeah.
And then he's got this.
Oh, my.
George Takei's catch phrase, which doesn't come from Star Trek at all. It actually comes, he used it on the Howard Stern show once.
Oh.
And then Howard used it constantly as a drop. And now everybody, when they see George, he's known more now for that than he is as Sulu from Star Trek.
That's too bad.
That's sad. He's 85.
Poetry in motion.
You know, he and Kirk Shatner don't get along.
Oh, he's another one that didn't get along with Bill.
It's more, I think it's friendlier than Scotty.
Okay. Poetry in motion.
Johnny Tillotson, happy birthday today.
Sure.
He's 83. Remember Talk Back, Trembling Lips?
Oh, sure, yes.
There's Johnny Tillotson on our list. Movie theme time, Ryan O'Neill from Love Story. Longtime companion of Farrah Fawcett.
Mm-hmm. That makes him my idol.
He was in Paper Moon and Love Story. And others, Ryan O'Neill,
mm-hmm.
81. How about this tune?
Ooh, hooked on a feeling. I'm high on the
lead singer of Blue Swede.
Ooga Chaka.
From Sweden. From Dalarna, Sweden.
Nice.
Bjorn Skifs.
Lips as sweet as candy.
We don't get enough Blue Swede here on the Bob Almanac.
This is good.
And this was a real good remake of this song. Because, you know, BJ Thomas had it. And if you're going to redo B.J. Thomas, you got to change the song and make it your own. And boy, did Blue Swede
did it.
The whole Ooga Chaka thing. I mean,
yes.
Ooga, Ooga, Chaka, Ooga, Ooga.
It was so big on radio.
So different.
Ooga, Ooga.
So he is 75 today. Jessica Lange.
No, don't put me down.
One of us.
Please. Hold on to me.
Kong was smitten with her, and yes. You really can't blame him.
No.
She was born in Cloquet, lived in Stillwater for a while.
Fetching blonde.
I don't know if she still lives here or not, but, you know, they really missed an opportunity there. They could have had her yell, "Get your hands off me, you damn dirty ape."
Yes.
Why did they not do that?
That would have been apropos.
It certainly would have been. So, Jessica Lange, 73. Opie's little brother.
It's TV theme time.
Yeah. So he was on the Andy Griffith Show. What's the deal with him and peanut butter sandwiches?
He was always offering it. It was Leon. Leon was.
What was he, just
name.
A vagrant kid?
Yes.
Feral, was, one of the feral kids of Mayberry,
right,
just roaming
he was,
around.
He was homeless.
Looking for food like a cat.
He always had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Like a cat would have a mouse.
And he would always carry it with him, and he'd offer everybody, strangers, it didn't matter, everybody could have a bite.
Well, this theme is from...
Gentle Ben?
Yes, he was on Gentle Ben, he was in Austin Powers, he was on a weird episode of Star Trek where he was like a little kid, but it was a grown-up alien.
Of course, he was in Barbed Wire with Pamela Anderson, that classic.
Oh, that's right.
Film.
That is a good film. I've never seen that because I heard how good it was. I didn't think I could handle it.
Right.
Clint Howard is 63.
Precious.
Andy Serkis, who is Gollum from the Lord of the Rings movies. If there is motion capture to be done in a movie, Andy Serkis is the guy, because he's done it for King Kong, Planet of the Apes. He's done it for Lord of the Rings. He's done it for the Star Wars. He was Supreme Commander Snoke. Do you know who Supreme Commander Snoke is?
No.
You should look it up. I mean, just a fabulous, one of the great Supreme Commanders of all time. And he's the new Alfred in the new Batman.
Oh, all right.
The Batman. The one that's out, and I think it's free on HBO Max now, I just found. I might watch that today again, since it's going to be a rainy day. And I got 3 hours to kill.
I was going to say, you have some time to kill.
Andy Serkis is 58.
Hey, you, get your damn hands off.
Uh-oh, it's not who you thought it was going to be there, George McFly.
George, help me.
This, Neil, is a moment that changes history forever. Do you realize that?
Yes.
Do you realize the impact here, the space-time continuum? He had a choice to walk away right now.
No, Biff.
And most thought he would.
You leave her alone.
But he stood up.
But it still looked like he was going to get his arm broken and probably shattered in two. But then he wound up, that roundhouse right really got the doors at left. It was left.
It was a left.
Because he had his right hand. Biff, who was just on our list not long ago.
Right.
Way to go, Daddy-O. Crispin Glover, 58.
On a good night, I can hop in my truck.
Nice.
Round up my
Wade Hayes is 53. He has good songs, including On a Good Night.
Yeah, he's still out there doing it.
Carmen Electra still out doing her thing. She's 50 today.
Mm-hmm.
Carmen Electra. Was she the one that was with Rodman there?
Yeah.
They got married for like a day and a half.
Right.
And then Joey Lawrence.
Whoa.
Joey Lawrence.
Whoa. Whoa.
That was his catchphrase from Blossom. He's 46 here today.
All right. Gone, but not forgotten today. U.S. Marine Corps General Howland Mad Smith. Born on this day, 1882.
Was his first name Howland?
Howland, yes.
Holland.
Holland.
Like Holland, like Holland the country?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. He was a bad man and caused some problems for our entire world. Adolf Hitler, born on this day, 1889. You know, there was Charlie Chaplin and Fatty Arbuckle and some of these, and Harold Lloyd right there with him, one of the big silent movie stars of the early 1900s.
How fat was Fatty Arbuckle?
Chubby. Yeah, he was big. He was 3+. Harold Lloyd, the bespectacled Harold Lloyd, born on this day, 1893. Jazz great Lionel Hampton.
Cue up the jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Did they call him the train?
The L train?
Anybody named Lionel, usually.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't they call with Lionel Jefferson on the Jeffersons?
Right. Born on this day, 1908. And what about Luther Vandross? Remember him? Cue up the R&B. That's good.
greatest hits, late 80s, early 90s.
Sure. His name, Luther Vandross, born on this day, 1951. And they're all, who did I forget? Anybody?
No, go, do your thing.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Are they?
All right, Vaughn. They tell us you're a pitcher. You're sure not much of a dresser. We wear caps and sleeves at this level, son.
Sleeves.
Understood? All right, let's see what you can do.
Greatest manager ever.
Yes.
How this guy didn't actually manage in the actual major leagues. How a team did not. I mean, a bad team.
Nice velocity.
Sounded like it. Jesus.
We got to teach this guy some control or somebody's going to get killed.
Sounded like it.
Yeah, it was James Gammon who played Lou Brown.
Yes.
Get down on the ball, Dorn. That's enough of this Ole BS. You may run like Mays, but I mean, the Lions.
Just one after another.
Hey, you want to be manager of the Indians? I don't know. I got a guy on the other line about some white walls. I mean, it just...
Yeah.
That was an unsung role.
This ought to be interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
He was
nice
great.
Catch. Don't ever bleep and do it again. So, yeah, Lou Brown, he was also an Urban Cowboy. He's in other shows,
too.
Oh,
a lot of movies, yeah.
Like Cool Hand Luke might be one that you know.
Gunsmoke.
Because that's your genre. Sure. James Gammon,
yep.
Lou Brown for Major League, born this date 1940, passed away in 2010. Now
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right, enjoy your trip. We'll enjoy Terry when she comes in here today. Should be festive, or I should say tomorrow. Still to come here today, Neil has a Bobathon. You're not leaving early, are you?
No,
okay,
I'm locked.
Because we really lined up some good ones here for you. We want you to take credit for these, even though you didn't set them up. Trisha Yearwood, X's and O's.
Sure.
George Strait, The Cowboy Rides Away, or You're the One from the Oak Ridge Boys.
We'll try out the Oak Ridge Boys.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albert, KDBG, HD1, Albert.